motion to approve the minutes of Tuesday, September 3rd, 2013.
So moved.
Yeah,
any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
We'll move the purchase orders to the back of the agenda. You want to start in on project status, Kurt?
Sure. Administration building, assessor's office, work phones, we installed some data drops for those. That should just about complete this building on the work phone switch over. Annex ADA, we're replacing an interior ramp and lighting the doorway to meet the ADA requirements. Courthouse update, I have a meeting with CTS on Thursday to review their study that they have conducted. So I'll have more information after that. Jail door control upgrade, Corsair completed their control upgrade. Over at the jail again, another air conditioner compressor went out. We replaced it. Jail needs study. I just talked to Joe. We'd like to have another informational meeting on Tuesday, October 8th at 4 p.m.
For what's that on?
Another informational meeting on the jail. Review plans, budgets, all that kind of stuff.
October 8th?
Who's having it? The executive board or what is it?
Just I think he said finance committee and then the whole county board's invited.
October what? I'm sorry.
October 8th.
Okay.
Yeah, October 8th. It's not going to be the numerous committees like the last time.
I guess.
I would think it'd be
everybody.
Everybody wants to go.
That's October 8th.
That's probably what he was talking about in the last meeting.
Right. Seriously. Another
Tuesday. Tuesday, Joe.
I got you. A week from today. A week from today.
Reiterate the same damn
shit. This is not necessarily looking at all.
One in seven is eight. I got it, Steve. I can even count. I'm a Democrat. And I know how to say yes in this committee. And when I come to the floor, I know how to say yes. I don't change my goddamn mind.
Yeah, I thought that meeting would be more about financing because we've already seen the slideshows and everything about the problem.
I was under the impression that Mr. Dunston wanted to get some people together that didn't understand the financing. Mm-hmm.
Well,
I'm not that damn busy that I can't come to this meeting,
right.
But I really don't want to hear the same theatrical presentation again and again and again.
What I'm hoping happens is that they look at some other ways to finance instead of just re-upping it. Note for 20 years.
Well, come up with some ideas, and then we can. We'll have options.
We'll
have some options.
I can't hardly call the bank and say, "Come over here and give me some options for this."
Kurt, have they talked to you about looking at any change in scope?
No, not yet.
So the 18 is still the 18, as far as you know.
Right.
Okay.
Moving on.
Well, I'd like to know whether that meeting is going to be the same as what we've heard before.
Yeah.
Or if there's going to be anything different about it.
Do you want me to go see if Joe's in there?
Yeah, why don't you
do that? I've sat through it once. I don't see a sense in sitting through it a second
time.
I agree. Yeah.
Oh,
I agree.
I mean, really?
I think the lines are pretty well drawn at this point.
I do, too.
But, you know, if they have something new, if there's something
right.
new on financing, I'd like to hear that.
Yeah, I would too. I
to understand it.
The pipes are rusting and all that kind of stuff. I don't need to see that for the third.
Most of the Republican board members that I've talked about come to me and they complain that the county could be adding more money to the pot, so they wouldn't have to borrow as much. You know, that seems to be the sticking point amongst the members that have talked to me about it. But
you mean like what was planned? For the
not necessarily a change
house,
in
maybe.
Scope. They'd like to see some money. We have got a lot of money in reserves, and it's arguable. The administration says we don't. The board members say they do. Bank accounts say we do. But they want to see some more money down. In another word, you know, take $2 or $3 million
without raising taxes 4%.
Yeah, but what I was asking was they said in that meeting the other day that we had so much money that we were going to use to do something with the courthouse. I'm asking, is that
money? I've been critical of Joe about that because he came back and when he came to talk to me about it, he brought up a list of capital projects that was 20 projects long that our committee had never seen, and you know it's kind of as if had we known about all these projects you wanted to do with the money we have in reserves, Joe, why then
with a little more time to look at it,
we could have prioritized it a little bit.
Well, and I'm not trying to be asinine, but what kind of money do you think we have in reserve?
Alan Dunston told me on the phone we had $28 million.
$22 million, he said.
Do you think that's a lot of money?
Then at the special meeting, the finance meeting, or executive meeting,
I don't think it's 6 months.
Well, our budget.
I don't think it's 6 months.
At the special meeting, he told me they had. They said in the whole meeting they had $23 million.
That's not a lot of money.
One way or the other.
Hell no, it ain't.
I don't mind them keeping some reserves, and they say two-thirds, or was it a third of the year? But you know, even if they want a little bit more than that, I don't have a problem with that. But I understand that the first phase of the jail is $5 million. So maybe
I think that's correct.
So maybe we can do this over 3 or 4 years. And in
the only problem I got with that is selling the bonds. So who knows what the interest rate is going to be 5 years from now?
What I don't know, though, is if we don't sell bonds, if we get short-term notes, I don't know how that works. But
if your questions.
If we could do it over 3 or 4 years in a note, I don't know how fast our cash on hand is replenished. If we spend $5 million out of our reserves, I don't know how fast that gets replenished. I'd like to know the answer to that. Because if we can get it back the next year and pay another $5 million, then we can do this thing over 3 years, maybe four.
Well, I'm not astute to the financing myself either, but if we got $25 million in reserve, I guarantee it took a hell of a lot longer than 5 years to get to the reserve.
I'm sure you're probably right, but I don't know the answer.
I mean, and I'm not trying to be an a-hole about this.
But none of us really
know. I seen the same thing happen to City of Alton. Yeah. We put myself, Danny Byers, and a couple of aldermen, put money in reserve that couldn't be touched. I mean, the attorneys, the state attorney general in the state of Illinois said, you guys locked this up, it can't be touched.
But this is unrestricted.
Bless his heart, he's dead now, but Don Sands' administration got that damn money and blew it all.
And we've got a lot more money than that, but it's restricted.
Well, yeah, he did say that at the last meeting, and who are you going to believe and when you're going to believe it?
Who said that?
Alan, at the end of the meeting. He said, we got X number of $1 million, we have $22 million in reserve. This money is for this, this money is for this, this money is for this. So at what point do we believe somebody, and what point do we not believe somebody?
Well, I'm saying in the special meeting they said we have $23 million in reserve.
Yeah, that's pretty close. That's what he said the last meeting.
So if that's fine, that's fine. But what I don't know is how fast, if we spend $5 million of it, how fast it gets replenished.
Well, I don't think anybody can answer that question.
What Joe,
Joe
just said was that some of that money, though, can only be spent on certain funds. You can't just use the money for anything. Is that right?
That's the restricted funds. The unrestricted funds is $23 million.
Right. Just the unrestricted.
Yeah. Okay. Correct. Right. That's close. Right?
Like money with the community development. I mean, that can only be spent on certain projects.
Right.
Like weatherization,
You got an answer to solve this problem?
Yeah, so you're talking...
I don't have the answer. You just said take your questions to the meeting.
And when I first got an answer, about a week before, a few days before that big meeting we had in here...
It'd be the same meeting, he said.
It was 28
basically the same.
But then it shrunk to $23 million. Now, that's fine. Maybe
it's going
to
be basically the same meeting, so we're just discussing it. Let's move on.
I didn't know that.
I agree. June we started this project, and none of these questions got out until now.
4% tax hike. You know, and then if we raise the levy at the end of the year percent, like we did last year, that's a 5% tax increase on the taxpayers this year.
I just emailed them.
Well, that doesn't necessarily mean that your taxes.
Well, when we get it,
where you live, it depends on, but some people's are going to go up.
What time it depends on the levy and depends on
what time was it?
No.
When we get out of here, I'm going to ask that Joe bring
mine did.
I want to say
your county taxes went up.
I emailed him, so he may or may not.
I'm a Republican, man.
Would anybody have a problem with myself going to Joe and requesting that when we have this meeting, he brings in an accurate description of the funds we have and what they're reserved for, so we're all working from one piece of paper? Does that sound like a reasonable
request? It does. And the other reasonable request...
I think you need to do that.
Okay.
Yeah.
I will do that before we leave, and I would encourage everybody to attend the meeting. Nick, what did you have to say?
My other reasonable request to add to that was they brought Stiefel Nicholas in to re-up the bond. They brought a construction company in to give them an idea what it was going to cost. Let's bring in a couple of banks to see if there are any other alternatives that we can use for short-term financing without raising the tax rates.
This committee brought that construction. We brought that. We
are the construction.
We authorized $90,000 to be spent. This committee right here.
Okay.
This committee 4 or 5 months ago, didn't we not?
That's fine.
Okay.
But why can't we do that to have some banks do a
survey? Well, I didn't say we couldn't, but we wait until the time it's to do it, and then we ask the questions. We should have been, this committee should have been asking those questions all along.
Well, that should, that project should have come through this committee.
I don't think you're right, Joe. You're not right.
The whole plan?
You're out of line.
What?
Okay, that's a
I'm not out of line. I have a right to talk at this meeting.
You have a right to talk.
I have a right to ask questions.
You have a right to say whatever you want as long as it revolves around this committee.
What did I say that didn't revolve around this committee?
Bonds. These questions are all finance questions. We don't have any authority.
You're out of line of what you are. You're way out of line.
That's fine.
Let's take
you're
it
out
easy.
Of line.
Let's take it easy.
Everybody's asking questions. I have a right to ask a question and answer any time. Don't say I'm out of line.
Don't bring a finance question to the buildings committee, Joe.
I said this committee authorized $90,000 to be spent. Is that correct?
Yes, we did. And then my question was,
why weren't we asking these questions all along?
You guys are all bringing up questions about bonds and finance.
So everybody's
not
online.
Within the purview of this committee. That's
so everybody's
to a certain
online.
Extent.
The questions came up after they said we're doing this. Is this what's
going to
cost? To
a certain extent, that's
we
true.
Weren't even for sure what we were going to get. Now maybe I missed a meeting where a plan and a list of everything we were going to do. I know we talked about things we were going to do.
We've
Kurt brought it up.
Two presentations.
I never saw a drawing. I never saw.
We've had
a list of everything is going to cost $18 million, and maybe I missed that meeting. I did miss a couple meetings.
My
so.
Point in all of this is the purview of our committee revolves around buildings and projects, and we need to stick to that.
Okay, well, that's fine.
Kurt, do you have anything else?
I mean, we have a list of
but I wasn't involved in.
I think this is all finance
and how are we going to pay for this?
Yep. Nobody won. That's why I said we should.
If I've got a vote on it, I want to know.
And that was my question just now. We should have been asking those questions all along.
If I would have known they were going to do that, I think they should have done that 2 months sooner.
Let's move on,
to give us the time period we needed to ask those questions.
Wood River facility. Oh, you're done with that facility tours.
No, Wood River Facility Health Department space.
Let me see the bills.
IPC program up on the second floor.
Stevie, do you have all the bills for all the different projects?
The Health Department ham radio installation. We completed the power runs for ham radios, so they're up and running on the second floor for Health Department. Wood River space for State's Attorney. They're also completed and moved in. Wood River Landscaping, my personnel cleaned up the landscaping, re-rocked areas, and all the departments are very happy with landscaping.
I think I asked this question, but if I did, I don't recall the answer. What is the state's attorney doing? I know using that for storage, or?
They have several rooms up on the third floor. They moved a person down there to organize everything and pull files that they request, because they send someone down there every day.
Okay.
Is that empty room you took us to? The third floor over there? Across the road?
No. This is a
Wood River.
Yeah,
I need that.
They still have to keep all the paper.
I thought that was the answer was. But.
Go back to the bills, Steve?
Sure.
All right. Let's do the regular bills first. We've got some bills for administration building, capital projects. These are invoices for
the Nick, do you want to sign that?
Joe, you can sit through them all. I want to finish.
Sorry. Got a bill from Butler and a bill from RP. This is all stuff related to the void funds. Supplies for that, $145. Health Department Phase 2, we have several bills, and this is all related to the IPC program moving upstairs. Total of $894.93. I've got purchase requests. First one is for cameras for the jail. Yeah, these are the ones for the jail. These are just the cameras. We're purchasing them separate so that we save money instead of buying them through a separate contractor. Lowest price on that was $14,549. The second one is just for the labor to install and remove the old cameras. Lowest price on that was $7,075. Next one, I have exterior painting at the Clay Street facility. price on that was $7,600. That's to paint the siding that the paint's chipped on. So.
Thank you.
And then we have a resolution for holiday schedule in November.
Okay. I'll entertain a motion to approve a purchase request for security cameras from the Sheriff's Department for $14,549. To remove and install security cameras for the Sheriff's Department for $7,075. To paint the exterior of our Clay Street facility for $7,600. To pay the bills for the capital project for the courthouse administration and annex remodel for $145.55. The health department phase two capital project for $894.93. And to approve the September bills.
Oh, I'm sorry. I have a question.
Yes.
I got a question on the money we're spending on the jail. Say if this thing would go through or either with these things are all things we're going to keep in there and keep using.
Right. Yes. Yeah.
Answers.
This is, we're replacing them now just so we can, we've been gotcha. Migrating the camera system over to a digital system rather than the analog. So this is just to continue and try and finish that project. And all these can be reused.
Wait a minute, just a couple of us.
On the new project.
When you're done, we'll be on to the next technology.
Yes, finally.
I mean, it'll be.
Can I have a motion?
Oh, no.
A motion?
Motion to approve.
Second.
Mr. Seminison.
Aye.
Mr. Mick.
Yes, aye.
Mr. Burrs.
Yes.
Aye. Dobbs. And I'm an aye. On to facility tour.
I don't know which one this come off of. I don't see it on this one.
You want to do the holiday list?
I have that on the new business.
Yeah, okay.
Because that doesn't involve spending money.
Yeah. Facility tours. What's up to you guys? Do you want to continue and go somewhere, or what's up to the committee? Last couple meetings, we were going to go out to animal control, but things fell through, so I'm asking if we want to keep bringing this up, or...
I can't make it to the next meeting. Probably any time in between either.
I thought I had to sign all of these, yeah. But I haven't signed it.
Animal control, detention home, highway department. Again, if anyone wanted to go, Madison.
I'll tell you what. Why don't we finish our little agenda here, and then we'll get to Joe for some more questions. Hand those down to Evie, would you please? Thanks. So the facility tours, you guys arranged whatever you'd like to arrange, or
nothing
right now.
Right.
Request for use of county property. The Sons of American Revolution requests the use of the courthouse lobby for the annual flag celebration.
Move.
On November 7th, 2013, at 11 a.m.
Move.
Second.
All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Under new business, I'll entertain a motion to approve the holiday schedule.
So move.
Second.
Holiday schedule is what? This it would be
it
Columbus
Veterans
Day?
Veterans Day and Thanksgiving.
Yeah. Veterans Day and Thanksgiving.
That's it for the year, right?
All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Move for adjournment.
Nope. Next meeting
is
November 5th at 2:30.
Does that work for everybody? Move for adjournment.
We'll move.
Second.
All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
I hope